USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More people meeting in person this Thanksgiving compared to last year, which was more virtual. In New York City, spectators and balloons returned for the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It's live and awesome, and there's everything here. It's the whole vibe of the city coming together.
There were 28 floats, 10 marching bands from across the nation, 8,000 marchers, and 15 giant character balloons. There were a few new ones this year, including the Baby Yoda from Star Wars The Mandalorian. Also, some classics like Snoopy, Pokemon, SpongeBob, and Ronald McDonald. President Biden called into the Macy's Day Parade from Nantucket Island, where he and First Lady Jill are spending the holiday. He also thanked service members while visiting a Coast Guard station on Nantucket. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Michael Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Scientists in South Africa say they've now detected a new COVID-19 variant. They say it has a large number of mutations, and they're blaming it for a surge in infection numbers where the variant is spreading. The BBC's Mark LaBelle reports Britain has banned all travel from the country and five other southern African nations.
Borders are being put up in response to them finding out this information at a very early stage. They said that they prefer more support was coming their way rather than this travel ban implemented immediately.
Emergency officials in Russia say there's no chance of finding any more survivors after a coal mine fire in Siberia.
Three people have been arrested in Russia following an accident in a Siberian coal mine that's now known to have killed more than 50 people. The mine's director and two other managers are being held on suspicion of safety violations. Six rescuers are among the dead.
That was Sue Montgomery from the BBC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's that time of year again to look for monarch butterflies. USA's Val Dior has this report.
Now that the summer breeding season is coming to a close, the fall monarch migration monitoring begins. JourneyNorth.org wants input, especially from Gulf Coast states. They ask that you please report all monarch adults you see, whether or not you think they're migrating south. Reports should reflect the number of monarchs you see at a single location, and submit photos if you can. The study was set up at JourneyNorth.org to help conservation efforts for a dwindling monarch population. Val Dior reporting.
Nearly 400 FedEx packages were found at the bottom of a canyon in Blount County, Alabama.
Law enforcement officials in Alabama are investigating the discovery of several hundred FedEx packages that apparently had been dumped in a ravine. According to the Blount County Sheriff's Office, an estimated 300 to 400 boxes were found on private property in a rural area near the town of Hayden, just north of Birmingham. Authorities saying it appears the packages had been left there within the last 24 hours. Crews from FedEx returning to the site on Thursday to retrieve the packages. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The sheriff's office reported that company employees believe they'll be able to determine what happens once the packages are scanned into their system. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.